Part 2.
In this part of the test, I'm going to give each of you two photographs. I'd like you to talk about your photographs on your own for about a minute, and also to answer a question about your partner's photographs. Sylvia, it's your turn first. Here are your photographs. They show children learning new skills. I'd like you to compare the photographs and say why it might be useful to learn skills like these. All right?
Yes. In the first picture, there is one woman, a teacher, in a classroom with some children who are learning Chinese, I think, whereas in the other one, there is one man and only one boy. They are at home in the kitchen, not a classroom, and the man is probably the father, not the teacher. What else? Yes, in both pictures, the children are doing something while they are learning. They are not just listening. Here, they are drawing or writing something, whereas in this one, the boy is doing the cooking. He is holding the spoon with his father. Both skills could be useful for the future. These children maybe will use the language for the work. Perhaps if they want to do business in another country, or perhaps if they just want to travel there for a holiday or something. And if you can speak more than one foreign language, it will be easier to find a work, a job. And learning cooking is very important because everybody has to eat. And maybe he will live on his own and have to cook all his meals. Also, cooking is good fun, especially when you cook for your friends or your family.
Thank you. Luca, what new skill would you like to learn?
Well, I want to learn how to make bread. My father always makes very good bread. And I have a friend at university who makes it as well, and he says he can teach me. I like good bread very much, but it is not always easy to find, or it is very expensive.
Thank you. Now, Luca, here are your photographs. They show people spending time on boats. I'd like you to compare the photographs and say what you think the people are enjoying about spending time on these different boats. All right?
Okay. In this picture, I can see a group of tourists and maybe friends who are looking at a waterfall. Well, several waterfalls, actually. And the water is very agitated, very rough. So they are all wearing these orange rescue jackets in case they have a problem. This girl here is smiling and she looks as if she is enjoying herself. And in the other picture, it's a family in a boat in a city or a town. It's a river, I think, and the water is quite calm. They may have hired the boat or they could be the owners. What are they enjoying? Well, in the first picture, I imagine they like the fact that there is some risk and a bit of danger, and the feeling they have when the boat moves up and down. It's like when you are at a fairground and you might get wet, so it's fun. This one doesn't look so exciting, but it's probably quite relaxing for them. I expect the little boy is enjoying sitting on the roof of the boat. They might be happy that they can see the town from the river and not the road, and there aren't any traffic jams.
Thank you. Sylvia, which of these boats would you prefer to spend time on?
I would definitely prefer this one. The one with the family looks a little boring. I have done this sometimes with my family, and maybe when I was younger it was okay, but now I like more exciting things. I think it would be fun to be wet when you are doing this, especially with your friends. It's a little bit dangerous, but not very much, and you have a nice experience, which you can tell everyone when you go home. I also think...
Thank you.